Welcome to the Dingman's Ferry Access. You are looking out over a small grass lawn. A line of mature oak trees and brush separates you from the river on your right. To your immediate left is the parking lot with adjacent picnic area. The sidewalk will lead you to the boat launch, which is in front of you about 25 yards and slightly to the right. Beyond the boat launch is the road, a historic stone house, and Dingman's toll bridge that still operates today, charging drivers to cross the Delaware River. There are two panels at this location. The first 3-foot by 4-foot panel features one large map of the Delaware Water Gap National Recreation Area, with a historical picture of people on the ferry with a bridge spanning the river behind them inset at the top left. The map orients the viewer, indicating you are in the northwestern portion of the park, which surrounds the Delaware River as it flows south from the northeast. The map highlights the park facilities, identifies trailheads and routes, and includes neighboring towns and highway routes in the bordering states of Pennsylvania to the west and New Jersey to the east. Text on the panel reads,
Andrew Dingman established a ferry service for travelers wanting to cross the Delaware River here in 1735. The Dingman family operated the ferry on and off for 165 years. In 1900, with the construction of the bridge you see before you, the ferry service ended. Today, you can have a riverside picnic or launch your boat from the same landing the Dingmans used. Your park to explore. 40 miles of the Middle Delaware National Scenic and Recreational River. 67,000 acres of forested mountains, riverine valleys, and fertile floodplains. Tumbling waters, rhododendron ravines, and hemlock forests. The spectacular Delaware Water Gap. More than 100 miles of hiking trails along streams, ridges, and mountaintops. Bountiful wildlife and habitats ranging from river to ridgetop. 27 miles of the Appalachian Trail. More than 100 miles of scenic roadways. Historic villages, structures, and landscapes from the valley's colonial past. Agricultural fields that have been farmed for more than 1,000 years. Respect private property. The authorized National Recreation Area boundary contains private as well as federal land. Delaware Water Gap National Recreation Area is a unit of the National Park Service.
The second panel is 1 by 4 feet tall and offers safety advice for visitors at the top in both English and Spanish that reads,
For your safety, wear your life jacket when boating. It's the law from November through April and always for children. Wear your life jacket whenever you're on the river. It's good sense. Never try to swim across the river. River currents are strong. Swim close to shore. Don't dive or jump into the water. The river has unseen hazards like rocks and debris. Swim only at designated beaches. Lifeguards are on duty during the summer at Smithfield, Milford, and Turtle Beaches.
Below the text is a photo inset of a mother properly fitting her children with life jackets. The center of the panel details some of the hazards park users might encounter. It reads,
Be alert. Deer ticks carry Lyme and other diseases and are common throughout the park. Use repellents and frequently check for ticks. Don't feed or approach bears or other wildlife. Keep food in the trunk of your car and pets on a 6-foot leash. You are in venomous snake habitat. Stay on the trail, watch where you put your hands, and give snakes plenty of room. All snakes and wildlife are protected by law. Avoid contact with poison ivy. It is plentiful along roadsides, trails, and parking lots.
To the left of the text, circular color photos show examples of the hazards. A deer tick, a snake, a black bear, and poison ivy. Additional text on the lower panel offers safety information for boaters. The text reads,
Boat safely. All boaters must have a life jacket. November through April, by law, all boaters must wear a life jacket. Children must always wear a life jacket. Comply with boating and fishing regulations, including speed limits and no wake zones. A valid New Jersey or Pennsylvania fishing license is required for anglers 16 years and older. Never boat or swim under the influence of alcohol or drugs.
Right of the text is a photo of a man fishing. Below the text is a photo of a man kayaking with appropriate gear and clothing.